oil and gas company Hilcorp is facing a $20,000 penalty from the state for unsafe use of equipment on the North Slope. It's the latest in a string of violations for Hilcorp, which a state agency says has developed a pattern of regulatory noncompliance. APRN's Rachel Waldholz reports.
The penalty stems from a series of actions in April and May 2015, when Hilcorp was conducting repairs on a well at its Milne Point unit on the North Slope. During the work, the company lost control of the well and had to use a blowout preventer to shut it in and stop the flow of fluids. But that, in and of itself, wasn't the problem. Kathy Forrester is with the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, the state agency charged with ensuring the safety of all wells in Alaska.
Having to use the blowout prevention equipment in and of itself isn't a bad thing. That's what it's there for. It's like, how many times are you glad you have your seatbelt on?
The problem was what happened next. The commission says the company failed to properly report the incident, calling Hilcorp's communications misleading and incomplete. Then the company didn't test the blowout preventer before continuing with its work. And this isn't the first time Hilcorp has run into trouble. Commissioners attached a document listing some 25 violations since 2012. Altogether, the commission has proposed over $1 million in fines, though some of those penalties are still under adjudication. In its decision, the commission called the Milne Point incident emblematic of ongoing compliance problems at Hilcorp's operations, saying the disregard for regulations is endemic to Hilcorp's approach in Alaska. But Forrester says the company has pledged to do better going forward.
And recent conversations with my staff indicate that they're seeing a cooperative effort to understand and comply with the regs.
Hilcorp can still appeal the penalty. The company didn't reply to requests for an interview by broadcast time. Based in Texas, Hilcorp is relatively new to Alaska, but over the last half decade, it's built operations both in Cook Inlet and on the North Slope, becoming a significant oil producer in the state, as well as the largest natural gas producer in the inlet. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz in Anchorage.